This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Former Zimbabwean leader Robert Mugabe leaves behind a complicated legacy. To some, he was a liberation hero. Others say he ruined his country and hurt his own people. Former labor minister and anti-apartheid campaigner Lord Peter Hein explains.
What was so tragic about Mugabe, and he is a case study in how somebody who can come to power amidst great hope and preaching noble ideals ends up betraying all those ideals of the freedom struggle and consigning his country to economic bankruptcy, to murdering and intimidating.
Mugabe was 95 years old. He died Friday in a hospital in Singapore. Officials said Friday Taliban militants conducted an overnight attack in the western Afghan city of Farah. There was no immediate word about casualties. U.S. chief negotiator Zalmay Khalilzad told an Afghan television station on Monday that his team of negotiators has drawn up a draft agreement that, if approved by President Trump, would allow 5,000 American troops to leave five military bases in the country within 135 days. Khalilzad said the deal would also require the Taliban to engage in intra-Afghan talks to discuss a permanent ceasefire and a future power-sharing agreement. Hurricane Dorian made landfall in the U.S. at Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, Friday morning. However, the storm had devastated much of the Bahamas days earlier. Hubert Minnis is Bahamian Prime Minister.
Some homes, businesses, and other buildings and infrastructure were badly damaged.
The official death toll is at 30. That number is expected to rise. This is VOA News. The Indian Space Research Organization, the ISRO, announced on Saturday that Mission Control had lost contact with the Chandrayaan-2 lander just minutes before it was scheduled to land on the south pole of the moon. K. Sivan is chief of the ISRO.
Vikram lander descent was as planned and normal performance was observed up to an altitude of 2.1 kilometer. Subsequently, the communications from the lander to ground station was lost. The data is being analyzed.
The lander made a six-week-long journey and entered the moon's orbit on August 20th. A successful landing would have made India only the fourth country to land a vessel on the lunar surface and only the third nation to operate a robotic rover there. The mission is intended to study moon craters that are thought to contain water. The World Health Organization has reached an agreement with Facebook to direct millions of users to WHO sites where they can get accurate information about vaccines. Lisa Schlein reports from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
The World Health Organization says misinformation about vaccines is as dangerous as the diseases it helps to spread. WHO spokeswoman Fadela Shaib tells VOA,
"We hope to reach all generations with the right information through the digital platform, because this is the way people now get the information they need. They will not go directly to the WHO website or read a newspaper. They will go to social media and see what people are saying about vaccines or other things."
But the WHO says the online effort alone is not enough to reverse a globally trending anti-vaccine movement. It says governments and the health sector must take tangible steps to alleviate the concerns of parents and get them to trust the vaccines that can save their children's lives. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Associated Press is reporting that 11 more women are accusing opera star Placido Domingo of sexual assault. This after the AP reported a month ago that 9 women accused him of sexual harassment dating back 3 decades. The women allege Domingo's actions included unwanted touching, persistent requests for private get-togethers, and late-night phone calls. Domingo's spokeswoman disputes the AP article. In economic news, U.S. job growth slowed more than expected in August, with retail hiring declining for an 11th straight month. But this is countered by strong wage gains, which are expected to support consumer spending and keep the economy expanding. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.
Best music today.